Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
This right here is the Friday, September 17th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. What a game last night between the Washington football team and the New York Giants. But now we look ahead to the weekend. Give us 10 minutes and we'll give you everything you need to know heading into this weekend's slate of games. All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top rated daily fantasy app. My name is Joe Fortenball. This is a solo mission today. But don't fear, my friends. Doug Kazarian will be hosting Daily Wager today at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2 as we get you set for the weekend. Right now, this podcast is designed to get you set for the weekend as well in quick, rapid-fire succession. So we're going to begin with the college football slate. Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, it's the marquee showdown between the top-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide, laying about 14.5, total of 59.5 against the Florida Gators. I will be playing the over here, which is cashed in five straight meetings between these two teams. But never mind that, ancient history. What we want to focus on now is Alabama's offense, which should have no problem handling its share of the scoring against the Florida defense that, I'm not going to say they were terrible, but they weren't great against Florida Atlantic and USF. And Bryce Young, Alabama quarterback, is completing 70% of his passes on the season. The Gators offensively like to move at a really fast pace, which means one of two things. They'll either quickly get down the field and score, or they will quickly give the ball back to Alabama so that the Tide can go down and score. The Gators are going to deploy a two-quarterback system in this game. Starter Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson. Richardson is the one you want to watch. Kid is an athletic marvel. He's going to be able to move the sticks with his feet in this game against an Alabama front seven that's a little banged up at the linebacker position. Christopher Allen out for the year. Will Anderson day-to-day with a knee injury. Keep that in mind. Pick number one, Alabama, Florida, over 59.5. Pick number two, give me 6.5 with Michigan State against Miami. The Hurricanes have been a major disappointment this year. It's one thing to get blown out by Alabama in the opener. That happens to just about everyone. Shake it off, Miami. But then to come back the next week against Appalachian State and need a game-winning field goal with 2 minutes to play to win that game, despite closing as a 7.5-point favorite, there are problems when it comes to Miami. Mel Tucker has done a really nice job with Sparty. 16 starters are back from last year's team. Year two for Tucker. Don't grade him. Don't judge him on year one. Remember, it was a pandemic. Limited, if any, spring practices. Upsets Northwestern to start the season. Hammers Youngstown State last week in a tune-up game. I like it. 6.5 points with Sparty. I'll be on them. This game has grind written all over it. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, Penn State and Auburn. Ranked showdown as the SEC and Big Ten collide. I'm going to play the under 53 points here. I think the Auburn offense is a bit overrated. They're averaging 61 points a game, but against who? Akron and Alabama State. And both those games took place at home. This is their first road game of the season, and we know what that means. When you take Auburn quarterback Bo Nix out on the road, it has been trouble in the past. In his career at Auburn, 5-7 on the road, never throwing for more than 300 yards. The Penn State offense has been okay this season. I don't think Sean Clifford's going to throw all over the Auburn defense. This feels like a grind. It's going to be a whiteout game. Under 53 is the play in Penn State, Auburn. I will lay 8.5 points with Utah at San Diego State. I think we have a buy low spot here on the Utes. Last week in the Holy War, they lost to BYU. They played a terrible football game in every facet. And they lost to BYU for the first time since 2009. This is a big bounce back spot here. Kyle Whittingham, the head coach at Utah, over the last 5 years in the regular season, is 11-3 against the spread when coming off a loss. I think you're going to get a solid effort here against the San Diego State team that might be a little overvalued with their 2-0 record. But look at who they've played. New Mexico State and Arizona, two of the worst teams in the country. I like Utah to bounce back. I'll lay the 8.5. And then finally, Arizona State -3.5 at BYU. bigger number to lay at BYU considering they're 2-0, but I think it's a flat spot for the Cougs. They just beat Utah in the Holy War, as I just mentioned, first time since 2009. All right, it's okay to enjoy that for a little bit, but I think it's going to be tough to turn around and immediately get ready for an Arizona State defense that has been very, very good. 24 points allowed in two games this season, third in the country in opponent yards per play at 2.8. So to recap, Arizona State -3.5 over BYU, Utah -8.5 at San Diego State, Penn State, Auburn under 53, Michigan State +6.5 at Miami, and then over 59.5 Alabama and Florida. We're going to cover the entire NFL on Daily Wager's Sunday morning show, which begins at 9 Eastern on ESPN2 or News. I'm going to have to double check that, but if we're not on 2, we might be on News. Sometimes my beloved F1 knocks us off, so keep that in mind. But I'll give you two plays I like. One, Pittsburgh -6 over the Raiders. Situational play. The Raiders are coming off a Monday night win over Baltimore. Probably a little bit of celebrating after winning that game in Las Vegas in front of a packed house. Okay, short week, quick turnaround, cross-country travel, early start time at Pittsburgh against the nasty defense in the Steelers' home opener. Love the Steelers there. I'll also grab 3.5 with Carolina over New Orleans. I think the Saints are a bit overvalued after blowing out Green Bay. Look ahead line had the Saints -1.5. That number has shot all the way to 3.5 off that win. I don't see Jameis Winston throwing for 5 touchdowns again. Carolina's got a better defense than people realize. Sam Darnold now has a game under his belt in Joe Brady's offensive system. I like the Panthers to keep it tight, +3.5. That right there is it for today. 10 minutes of the bets you needed, as promised. If you get the opportunity, we'd love it if you could subscribe to this podcast, rate this podcast, and review this podcast if you've been enjoying the show. It does help us out in a big, big way. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the games this weekend. Best of luck. Daily Wager today, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.